September 2001, I attended a church for the first time after a friend of mine had ministered to me for over 2 years, and I didn't want to hear any part of it. And it's big-time seeker-sensitive, modeled after Rick Warren Saddleback. In 2002 of April, I made a decision at that time to follow Christ. And through the years, I've led men's groups, discipleship groups. I've preached. I've been in leadership for the last several years. And only up until the last 4 months ago, when I heard somebody mention Ray Comfort, and what did I think about Ray Comfort, and I didn't realize that I knew anything about him, I started doing research, and I'd never, this is going to sound crazy and it's extremely sad, I'd never heard repentance preached as a necessity for salvation.
I know.
And I've grown more in the last 4 months than I did my first 6 years as what I thought was a believer, which in reality, there's no doubt in my mind that I was probably a false convert, yet I was still leading other people in this church and actually preaching. And now I'm at a point to where just the whole seeker-sensitive model just does not sit well with me. And I my question is twofold. I know that God, he wants to use me in some capacity, and to stay or leave or whatever, but how do I handle it? And, With the people that are there that I've known for 6 years that I sit next to on Sunday that think that when in reality they probably aren't, because they've never been preached that there is no salvation without repentance.
Dude, I don't want this to sound trite at all. So this might initially kind of go, ooh, that seems insensitive, but dude, welcome to the club. It's club heartbreak. Ray calls it club frustration.
Wow.
I think it's club heartbreak. When your eyes are opened up to the importance of a sinner repenting and putting their trust in Jesus, and that he graciously saves us from our sins, not to make our lives better, all of a sudden you start looking around and the preaching becomes heavy to you. And not that because it's so profound, but because it's so thin and because it's so lacking and your heart is grieved. And all of a sudden you see your friends and you're like, oh no. And it happens all the time, Bobby, and it is very painful, and I don't know that it's ever going to get lighter for you. So I'm sorry, but the good news is you're saved. The bad news is now you're starting to see that there's a lot of problems in evangelicalism with the seeker movement, with the emergent movement, and the result is a lot of false converts. Here's what we'll do. You and I will chat during the break, dude. You just hold on tight. Here's the rule. We're called to be in good churches, not stinkers. What defines a good church? They're preaching the gospel, they're practicing discipline, and the sacraments are being implemented. That defines a good church. We're called to be in a good one, not to stay in a stinker and change it.